match cancellations due to poor weather, artificial turf is pitched as an alternative. And it's QPR's Terry Venables leading the way to puff this amazing new wonder turf.
You actually, I came to you and I was going to try and sell you a grass pitch and everyone had Omni turf. I would say to you, well, I've got this new idea of a grass pitch, and you say, what, grass all the year round? I say, no, not all the year round, but for 2 months it's very nice, it's good. And then we get a bit heavy in the goal mounds and the goalkeepers can't move so well. And then when the rain comes really hard, we get rain all over. Now, the ball don't bounce at all. It goes and it sticks in the mud. It don't bounce at all.
Ringo Stonehouse, see how quickly the ball came off the surface there. Well judged by John Burridge. But when the ball bounces, there's a matter of judgment.
And as it turned out, whenever a player bounced on it, there was a matter of first-degree burns. Still, BBC consumer expert Bob Wilson was sent out to investigate.
Reading the bounce of a downward header is equally difficult, as I'm sure Barnsley's Robbie Horne would be quick to testify.
He went down low for a header that looked as though it was going to shoot through, and it bounced over the top. Any footballer would probably rather play on this than some of the six-inch deep mud heaps and the icy, frosty grounds that we play on sometimes.
That was like concrete. It was actually an awful pitch.
Subbutio pitches. The only difference being that in Subbutio, when the man goes down, he rolls up and gets up.
Well, the goalkeepers used to pass it to each other. Well, then that was it.
Plastic wasn't the best. It wasn't the play football one. That's for playing hockey or whatever, isn't it?
There's a certain amount of what I would call ping pong football being played.
Ping pong football, what's that?
Great deal of ball bouncing around and players trying to get it under control.
Oh, well, balls do bounce. Well, most balls bounce. but at the same time, I think that the ball's got to be controlled.
If you get a good touch in the ball and a good skill factor, then plastic pitches are never a problem to you.
Oh, what a good piece of skill.
We had advantage of training on it all week and then playing on it. And in a way, it was a different game.